The Journal of Colors. The selection of color for your art is an art in itself. Here, I will ask you to slow down when it comes to color. But I also present an obvious shortcut in the end. Both ways will have you learning in a jiffy. Color combinations are all around you, but you need to discover and catalog them, and then create your artworks in harmony with the colors that speak to you the most. One of the horrible tragedies of school are those cheap pre-mixed paints, as they speak nothing. They attack art. They hurt it. Long before you move beyond graphite and coloring with the gentle beauty of coffee and tea, you need to begin keeping a journal of colors. Don't create difficult mixtures, and make sure that you dot next to your color what you have mixed, so that you can recreate the colors without guessing too much. As you go through your day, pay attention to color combinations that are all around you. When you find something interesting, try capturing it in your color journal. Buy a mini watercolor kit with all the classical colors and keep it nearby. Alas, speed dies slowly towards color. The world of mixing color is a world of poetry. Worlds of poetry cannot be hurried. They have to come to you. If you are not sure which colors go where, then don't paint yet. Just let the underpainting be. Note that colors are best added slowly, which means in the layers, so that you can keep watching your art develop and control the process. Watercolors, for example, are a high-precision instrument because you create the color semi-transparent layer by semi-transparent layer. You don't paint with the color you need. You apply transparent layers of color until they stack up to give you the color you wanted. Moreover, there are these impossibly beautiful color combinations. Purple and orange gold, white pearl and raging red, shining gold and scarlet, green pea and leaf brown, sad teal and lost pink. When you create your portrait around those colors, the colors will have their own say. They will add a harmony that delivers your art in a hug. There are actually colors that make no sense. They may go together. They may be the colors in your reference or subject, but they speak nothing. And I hate to say it, but they should be avoided, even if just to make room for the beautiful color combinations that you love. Don't use colors that have nothing to add to your art or have no reason to be in your art. Use only those color combinations that go well together. The people that know color well are the graffiti artists and 3D graphic designers and computer art designers. You can see different artists and unique artworks reusing the same color combinations, precisely because the selection of color is an art in itself. Before you use color in your art, you have to learn to observe combinations. Perhaps create a catalog of color combinations, which maybe you could share with the world, and what a beautiful poster that would make. By the time you discover that you are ready, you won't need to think of primary colors and opposites for mixing. You'll have your own ways, much more precise, that make your colors come to life, that make them glow. But it is also okay to hurry, so as long as you stand on the shoulders of giants. And that is my shortcut. Copy colors of artists that speak well with them. So as long as you know that color selections is an art and that your combinations have to be meaningful. So as long as you don't get stuck by just picking whatever colors your models wore or subjects were painted with, you'll be okay. Another way to think about it is this. When you find something you like, don't pay attention to the color it has, but instead ask, which of the precious color combinations that I love would make this portrait or painting even better? And then you make a dozen little miniatures and sketches and just try them all out. Your sketches also become a work of art. Consider framing them, or maybe just sketch on a large poster that then can hang at the gallery next to your painting. Your search for subject and color harmony is sure to tell a beautiful story. Finally, once you find the harmony of subject and color, then you are well on your way to a new masterpiece.